Our interviews with the former Metro High School football players, now playing for UNI, continues. Colin Klatt joining us. And Colin, it's first year at UNI, but you've been playing college football. Kind of give us kind of a quick description on what's gone on since you graduated from Cedar Falls.
Yep. So I've been at Winona State for the last 4 years, getting my undergrad. During the COVID year, we didn't really play any, didn't really do anything team related. So I kind of had that year off. So still have 2 years of eligibility left. Figured I might as well come back here, get my master's at UNI, and play some football as well.
How's it gone so far? Are you happy with your decision?
I'm very happy with my decision. It's good to be home. It sucks a little bit living with the parents, but you kind of get used to it after a while. But otherwise, I couldn't choose anything better than playing for the home team again.
All right, you'll be at defensive lineman. And how's that adjustment gone here? And how big adjustment is it from Division II to FCS?
It's not really that big of a jump, in my opinion. The size of the guys is around the same, but the biggest thing would be talent-wise, in my opinion. At Winona State, I was playing defensive end, and here I'm playing D-tackle or nose guard. So I had to put on around 20 pounds over the offseason, which, you know, I'm more than happy to do for the outlook of the team and just to help the team as much as I can.
Talking with Colin Klatt, former Cedar Falls Tigers, now with the UNI Panthers. And, you know, you come to a new situation, it helps to know some people. And yeah. You know, you have some guys from the metro area that are on this UNI team, some former Tigers as well. So what's that been like?
It's been awesome to see those guys. To see the success Matt Cook has had has just been awesome to see. He's a great kid in high school, always has been, and I've always wanted to see him succeed on the football field as well. Logan Wolf is just a freak athlete. That kid can jump out of the gym. I've seen him. He's a state champion basketball player. I wish he would have ran track a little bit more, done the high jump, but even then the kid is just an awesome person to be around.
For you, you know, UNI's kind of hung their hat on defense over the years. What's it like to be part of this group?
You know, growing up in Cedar Falls, it's always been my dream to be a Panther, and especially playing for Coach Pop now. The guy is a mad scientist. I mean, playing in the NFL for that long, 95 MVP for the defense in the NFL, it's just been, you know, his experience and his wisdom is just amazing to see, and that's always been a dream of mine to be a Panther, so I'm just happy to be here.
And finally, you know, do you set individual or is it more team goals for you going into this year?
For me, like I said, being from the Metro, I just want to win. I told Coach Farley that. I told Coach Pop that. You know, I've grown up watching the Panthers my entire life. Panther Athletics has just been, you know, both my parents working for the university. It's just, I want to see the Metro area teams win. So,
Colin Klatt, thank you so much for your time. Have a great season. Stay healthy.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.